On a hot summer weekend, I was having a garage sale. I was getting rid of all the old books, games, and collectibles that no one wanted. I parked my car across the street to make room for people getting in and out of the sale. And suddenly I realized I had lost a bracelet I was wearing. Not just any bracelet, but a beautiful silver one that my husband bought me. I tried retracing my steps, but finding it seemed hopeless. Losing my bracelet was such a distraction that I could barely get anything done. I decided to take some time and ask the Lord to help me. He said the strangest thing. Check Carmen San Diego. What? A riddle? That made no sense. And then I remembered, stacked under a bunch of old toys, books, and boxes was a school game, Carmen San Diego. That game was in my garage sale. I immediately went to the table, lifted the box, and shook it. Out popped my bracelet. God is so amazing. He does this kind of thing all the time, but it's so easy to miss. God's subtle expression is often without a dramatic, thunderous roar or earth-shattering demonstration. God speaks through a gentle wind to guide and direct, just like he did with Elijah in 1 Kings 19. We often go through life where we sense a nudge to turn down a road we wouldn't normally have taken, or call someone we had dreamt about the night before. Is this God? We only know when we step out and obey the still small voice. Then, our simple act reveals a much bigger picture of the Lord's heart for us. These are just the mere edges of his ways, as it says in Job 26. Why would God take the time to speak about my bracelet? Well, he wants to be a part of every aspect of my life. He wants to be a part of your concerns and desires too. He's waiting for you morning by morning to show you new mercies and reveal answers to the pressing questions of your life. He wants you to know that he is not only the King of Kings, but he is also your friend.